In a nutshell, the American and the European, they are hell-bent on preventing the resumption of the Islamic way of life, and this is why they turn a blind eye against all atrocities committed by people like Assad and Sisi in Egypt and elsewhere in Libya and Yemen to maintain their grip and their colonial order over the Middle East. And to us, if you ask me, what is the pulse of the Muslim street here, the Arab or the Muslim street, that we will not go back. We have been striving, working for our liberations for decades, and we will not stop. Take a year or 5 or 15 years, we are determined and committed to continue the struggle to overcome both the Western control and their local tyrants, dictators, across the Middle East. I make no exception here. Apart from the details of who's doing what, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and so on and so forth, these are local stooges on the chessboard, but they are stooges used by the Western governments. And we the people, we are committed and dedicated to bring down these regimes. Let's not forget the Arab Spring started under the slogan, Ash-Sha'ab Yurid Iskata Nizam. People want to bring down, to topple down the regime. And the regime is much more than Assad or Mubarak or Sisi or Qaddafi. This regime was set up by the Western colonial power, and we will bring it down, and we have the freedom and the liberty and the will to go back and resume our Islamic way of life by establishing the true Islamic
right.
state.
Right, Mr. Rakash, if you allow me, I just come in here. I do apologize for interrupting you. I just want to keep the conversation flowing. I will get back to you too as well. Dr. Barrett, I wanted to get your reaction to some of what Mr. Rakash there said, and especially put this back into the context of ISIL. When it comes to the U.S. and the way it speaks about how it is, quote-unquote, defeating ISIL, it always makes it seem like all the other local armies, i.e. the Iraqi army, which has been working with all of the other Iraqis in the country to defeat ISIL and has been succeeding in that sense. It always pats itself on the back, though, in that context, always giving itself credit for this. Is it essentially making it seem like without the U.S., this war against ISIL cannot be won?
Indeed, yes. The American side is essentially trying to frame this as an American war against so-called Islamic extremism. And that is the theme of the so-called war on terror, which is a disguised war of terror against Islam. The Iraqis would have been easily able to stop ISIL long ago if they had been given the weapons that they bought and that they were promised. But the Americans withheld fighter planes, withheld weapons that had been purchased by the Iraqi government. And meanwhile, the American deep state was actually funding ISIL. The American deep state is awash in as much as $1 trillion a year from CIA-related drug money. And that's a major source of funding for ISIL, along with American deep state assets in the Gulf. But of course, Turkey is a major heroin import-export country for the CIA and their friends. So that's where ISIL really came from. That's how it was created. And so the Americans are using it for propaganda. They're using it to justify their intervention. And they want the world to believe that America must keep bombing and killing Muslims all over the world to stop the rise of these terrible Islamic extremists who cut off heads and so on. Well, these head-cutting videos that have galvanized the American public in the past few months have been supplied to the media by Rita Katz, a Mossad operative who runs the SITE Intelligence Group, S-I-T-E, which is an Israeli Mossad propaganda front. And these videos are quite dubious. They may not even show what they purport to show. It's all a big propaganda game that the Americans, or I should say the banksters who run the American power structure, are using to justify their continued destruction of the Islamic world. Now, I agree with our other guests said about the struggle of Muslims to reestablish their Islamic way of life and their independence. And I do have a certain degree of admiration for the accomplishments of Hizb ut-Tahrir, which has very noble goals. But I think it's important to point out that Muslims trying to free themselves from Zionism and imperialism need to be sophisticated and strategic in how they go about this. And they haven't been always in the past. In particular, many Muslims who've been duped by this war on Syria have essentially fallen for a divide and conquer strategy that's being paid for and being propped up by certain people in Saudi Arabia who are trying to, you know, doing the Americans' bidding. Just as they knocked oil prices down to practically nothing when the Americans said, let's do a financial war against Russia, so they ordered their Saudi puppets to push oil prices down. Likewise, when the Americans and their Israeli masters tell the Saudis to start funding Takfiri Islam, that is to stir up hatred between Muslims, the Saudis are going right along with that. And I think that is the trap that many people have fallen into with this war on Syria, which never should have been launched in the first place. That it was created through false flag tactics. Mercenaries, Western mercenaries, shot at both sides, both the crowds of protesters and the Syrian troops. And that's what created the civil war. We need to be smarter. Muslims need to stop and think before they rush in to try to overthrow whatever evil dictator they're being told to overthrow. Stop and think about which dictatorship maybe you should be overthrowing. Maybe the Saudi dictatorship needs to be overthrown first, and then we can deal with Syria later, because Syria has been part of the axis of resistance, helping the Palestinian liberation struggle. Why would you want to overthrow Syria? It's the Western Zionists who wanted to overthrow Libya and Syria, and Muslims have fallen for this, and they've fallen for this Takfiri dissension between Muslims. And I do hope that more and more people, including people in Hizb ut-Tahrir, awaken to this reality of what's really going on and adjust their strategy accordingly.
Okay, Mr. Bakash, I'm sure you have a response to that. Go ahead.
Yes, indeed I do. Dr. Kevin need to have a better understanding of the reality here on the ground, which is that the Syrian regime, which hide under the cloak of resistance, okay, this Syrian regime, who was quick to, as I said, in the past 2 months, say, 3,000 aerial bombardment, including 1,300 barrel bombs. We never saw them, the Syrian regime, firing a shot against Israel. Israel has attacked Syria dozens of times, and they never fired back. So this, and furthermore, the Syrian regime is no more than American puppet. It has been protected and sheltered by the American governments. So, yes, he is right. He is correct in saying that this, all of this fighting, inter-fighting, truly it's a crime. It's a crime, and the Americans are feeding it. And the Americans are feeding it. And we, in Hizb ut-Tahrir, we are against this inter-fighting, as well as we are against foreign intervention, as well as we issue a clear warning. And that's what I hinted to earlier. There are governments in Saudi Arabia, in Qatar, in Turkey, in Jordan, in Egypt, and so on. They are all participating in this Western drive. Because, indeed, as he said, and we aim at toppling these regimes in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Syria, Jordan, Egypt, Turkey. All of these regimes have been supported by the West from day one. So, yet we are against this interfighting. We seek peaceful, if you will. We seek peaceful revolution, if you will. We maintain that the Syrian army, Jordanian army, Egyptian army, Pakistani army, this is our army. There is no need whatsoever for us to engage in this interfighting. These are our brothers, our fathers, our sons. We want them to defend us against our foreign enemies, not to butcher our people, our civilian. We are one nation. But these armies are used by the corrupt political leadership who give them the order to launch these massacres against the civilians.
I do sincerely apologize for interrupting you. Time seems to be the best of us. I do apologize for interrupting you. I just want to give the last word to Dr. Barrett. We just have 30 seconds left. Dr. Barrett, go ahead.
Well, I think as long as we are fully aware of where ISIL came from and what its real goal is, we can join in the struggle against ISIL, not the so-called American-led coalition against ISIL, which is a joke, as we said, as ISIL is really basically a creation of the American deep state. Instead, we need a Muslim coalition against ISIL. All Muslims of goodwill need to say, this is a false flag group. This is part of a counterinsurgency against the whole world of Islam. This does not represent Islam. These tech theories are not role models for Muslims, and we need to help educate our youth and prevent them from being duped by these crazy Western-created stooges who are wreaking havoc in the heart of the Muslim Middle East.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that, but we do appreciate both of your contributions to the debate. That was Dr. Kevin Barrett, political commentator, who was speaking to us live from Madison. And we were also joined by Mr. Osman Bakash, who is with the Hizb ut-Tahrir Party, and he was speaking to us live from the Lebanese capital. And of course, viewers, we do appreciate you watching as well. Until next time, good night.